seeing how the law had finally come. Ah, but I've been surprised greatly at this evil they've done. I left to pick up something holy. I met you up on high. They abused the laws you had told me, so I took the laws and let them fly. I busted God's laws. I busted God's laws. I busted God's laws somewhere down the line. I busted God's laws. I busted God's laws. Didn't wait to save your mind. The law can be a sweet thing, not just stone cold commands. They made a lame kind of substitute, a cow of gold. So I busted God's laws. I busted God's laws. I busted God's laws somewhere down the line. I busted God's laws. I busted God's laws. Forgive our wayward ways if you mind. I broke the Ten Commandments. They broke the Ten Commandments. Broke the Ten Commandments, and I busted God's laws. I busted God's laws. I busted God's laws somewhere down the line. I busted God's laws. I busted God's laws. Forgive the wayward ways of humankind. I busted God's laws. I busted God's laws. I busted God's laws somewhere down the line. I busted God's laws. I busted God's laws. Forgive the wayward ways of humankind.
Apologetics, my friends, is on the air for another awesome week. And so glad you could join us. Jerry Q here, the DJ, along with Jay, the lead singer, lyricist for that super cool Christian parody band, Apologetics. Hello, Jay.
Hello, Jerry, and a belated happy Easter to you and to our listeners out there. It's great. It's getting warmer out here in Pennsylvania. I don't know what it's like in Kansas right now, but it's we still have our occasional cold days here, but it's getting warm. I had to finally mow the lawn this week. I could have mowed it last week or two, but mine's been broken, so I had to rent one. But anyway, and how does that affect you, Apologetics listeners? Well, let me tell you, I write many of our parodies while mowing lawns. So, we started today with a song. I can't remember where I was when I wrote this one, but it was a parody of Must Have Got Lost by Jay Giles Band. It's called Busted God's Laws. It's from Moses' Perspective. And since we started with Jay Giles, we got a couple Jay Giles songs coming up for you. One is called Manifold, and that's a parody of Centerfold. And from that same album, we have a single we recently put out, a parody of Freeze Frame. The title track is called He's Framed, and it's about Joseph and his dealings with Potiphar's wife. And she sent him to jail on trumped-up charges. Anyway, then we have two songs by John Mellencamp, back when he was just known as John Cougar. And they're both from the album American Fool. First is Jack and Diane, which we redid as Iraq and Iran, or Iraq and Iran. It's rhymes better if you say Iraq and Iran. And then we have a brand new one from just a month or two ago, a parody of Hurts So Good called Works for Good. And we hope you'll enjoy it.
Angels, so his soldiers could not see. He was a warrior so brave, most other men would faint. But memories of those angels, little Joshua's brain. Years go by, I'm looking through the world at Second Kings, and there's
manifold.
Angels here are manifold. God's loved ones go.
Woo!
Our enemies are kept control. Angels here are manifold.
If he knows we're under duress, power Satan about to oppress.
Our Lord's finest turn away forces of bad guys.
Elisha's servant, his eyes view a heavenly flash that changed his mood.
Once his eyes were open, he saw angels right close by.
So awesome was the setting, too massive to discuss.
To see that many angels, hey, was really just too much.
God's loved ones go!
Yeah,
our enemies are kept control.
His angels here are manifold.
Angels here are manifold.
God's loved ones go!
Our enemies are kept control.
Oh, yeah.
Angels here are manifold.
Thank you. about Iraq and Iran. Two very ancient kingdoms growing up near the Holy Land. Iraq used to be a superpower, known as Babylon, that's the seat of that big tower. Babylon was really strong, but over time would taste defeat. Iran sitting on Iraqi's map, they had the Persians and the Medes. Iraqis, they hated Iran, but they were cut off in 539 BC. Babylon had fallen, but what would Persia do about Greece? I said, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the threads of little nations. Said, oh yeah, I said life goes on, long after the best of civilizations are all gone. To the Romans back in 146 BC. Well then, them Romans, they had a run of sitting pretty. That ended badly in the 5th century, 'cause that's what I'm saying now. Oh yeah, life goes on, long after the threats of little nations. Say, oh yeah, I say life goes on, the best of civilizations.
So in the top, by control, look at Babylon, Persia, Greece and Rome. No longer sitting as strong as they can. Change will come around real soon, make us little again.
Nations. Oh yeah, I say life goes on, long after the best of civilizations. Little ditty about Iraq and Iran, you American kids do your best to understand.
Jay and the band have cranked out over 800 parodies of tunes from the past 7 decades, and there's no stopping them. Do tell, there is a way that our friends can maybe get an organized list of what you got put together there and how they might purchase their favorites.
Sure. The best way to find out about our stuff is go to apologetics.com. Just remember the name of the show, Apologetics with an X. When you spell it, just go to apologetics.com. You can get look and see all of our stuff. Where you can get our stuff, and then if you need a complete discography, you can contact us through the website, and I can get you that if you need it as a list. But you can also see it if you go to the store there. You can see singles and you can see CDs, and just keep scrolling back, and it'll tell you what's on each one, etc. We're starting out this next set with a parody by Billy Squire, because we're going to do two by Billy Squire. One is one we did about 10 years ago called He Spoke. It's a parody of The Stroke by Billy Squire. I guess it's maybe 11 years ago already. And another one's from just a couple months ago. It's a parody of Everybody Wants You. It's a big hit from 1982. And it's called Billy's Choir. Get it? See what we did there? And then the final parody is another one where we spoof the name of the band in the title. It's The All-Important Prospect. It's a parody of the Alan Parsons Project. Their song Eye in the Sky, their biggest hit, a number 3 hit back in 1982. And it's from the perspective of Peter as he's drawn the conclusion that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Everybody, have you heard? It was in the beginning that he spoke the word. Give a first intake. Talk to me about
I think my black book's right. I wish you'd finally let me speak my mind, because
God has spoken,
and this religion has all got it wrong.
God has spoken. God has spoken.
You're so forgetful, boy.
Mm. See the signs. My man's a breaker of rules.
Apologetics for the next. Well, Jay, is there a way that our listeners maybe get like a newsletter or something from you that they can keep up to date about what's next?
Funny you should ask, Jerry. Yes, there is. They just want to go to the old website. Again, the name of the show, Apologetics with an X. Apologetics.com, and you can sign up for our newsletter there. It comes out every week. As a matter of fact, that's what I'll be working on when I'm done with this interview today. And we give clues as to what songs are coming out on our next singles, because we have another single due out at the end of this weekend, Lord willing. So we'll have clues for that and all kinds of news and information, and recently added features where we can put photos. So we've been adding photos to the newsletter. That's kind of neat. So yes, they can do that there. We have four songs this next set for you, 2x38 Special and 2 by Rod Stewart. The first is Walking Into the Light, Walking Into the Light, a parody of Rocking Into the Night by 38 Special. And then we have a fairly recent one, just came out a month ago, Shut Off the News, a parody of Caught Up in You by 38 Special. And then we have a parody of Stay With Me by Faces. Sometimes people call them The Faces. And, of course, Rod Stewart was their main lead singer. And it's a parody called Stay Deceased. And we're not advocating that you stay deceased. We're saying that we will not stay deceased, contrary to what some cultists may tell you. And then we have a brand new one, well, like I said, from the past month, it's a parody of Young Turks, a number 5 hit for Rod in the winter of 81-82. It's called John Mark, the story of the guy who wrote the gospel according to Mark.
money Christians, though we weren't that way. Daddy came first till he then found greater joy. Yeah! John Mark, be free from strife. Right upon Lord's life. John Mark, preach Jesus Christ. Right.
Just when we thought that you parodied every hit out there, Jay, you keep coming up with more. Any clues as to what's in the works for the future?
Well, Jerry, don't have to sign up for the newsletter to get those clues. But if they do, yes, we do have clues about the two that are coming up this weekend. And I think ladies in particular will like it because it's a couple ballads. I'm real excited about them. And I got to give a shout out to our mixer, David Michael, who took over about 2 years ago. These will be his 99th and 100th songs mixed with us. David started out as a fan. And believe it or not, he still claims to be a fan of this band after having to work with us and putting in all these countless hours of time that he volunteers. Wonderful, wonderful mixer guy, wonderful guy, father of five, as I am, and just a delightful person. Anyway, yes, that you can read the clues for that in this week's newsletter. And then we're going to close today with two songs from our most recent single. And the one, these are both artists that we've never done before. These are both artists that are solo artists. One is from Canada, almost said Canada there. And the other one was from the United States. His father was a preacher. The first one is Plant a Seed. That's a parody of Fantasy by Aldo Nova. And then we have 65 Others there, a parody of 65 Love Affair by Paul Davis. He's a man that a lot of people forget about, but he had about 8 top 40 singles, starting with like Ride 'em Cowboy and songs like Superstar, and of course his big song, I Go Crazy. But 65 Love Affair was the highest charting of them all. It went to number 6 on the pop charts and number 2 on the adult contemporary charts in 1982. So that's enough trivia for today.
Each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.